Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
driving to work on a Monday.
Yes, this is the Monday podcast.
There is nothing here show related.
Special pod.
It's just a special pod.
Special pod.
Special pod.
It's just a special poddy pod.
On the potty.
Oh, we should get an opener made. Jimmy, Nathan, Grace on the
on
potty.
On the potty. Yes.
Oh.
Flush.
Oh,
yeah.
What?
What?
Oh, I didn't get the toilet reference first until later. I don't know what I was thinking.
What did you think?
I just thought podcast. I went, yeah, potty. And then I went, oh, potty.
Well, no, it's a potty, like podcast, but I guess the joke is it's a
double entendre.
Yeah, double entendre. So the podcast, like the Jimmy Nath Grace potty is the three of us as, like, we're in children's bodies with our adults' heads.
Sitting on a massive potty.
Sitting on a massive potty.
Love
with
that.
Microphones.
100%.
What about three P's in a pod?
I'm going to go with potty.
Potty, yeah.
Cool.
Jimmy Nathan
and
Grace
the best
on
is,
the potty.
The best is we don't need to Photoshop anything because we've done that before.
As children's bodies.
Oh, no, that's right. I didn't know the children's body bit.
Yes, it's our adult heads on child bodies.
Child bodies on a potty.
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
You know what I love? And I also love movies where babies talk. You know what I mean? Like they're like, they
like
have
boss
adult
baby?
Voices. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like,
where they edit their mouths to make them look like they're talking?
Well, it could be a cartoon. It could be real.
Oh, it could be a cartoon.
It's, when it's the real life, it's a bit creepy.
You don't you don't like it? Look who's talking. You know where the babies are talking.
Yeah, no, it's a bit weird.
That's immediately what I thought of. I can only think of one movie that does that.
I find that
it is a bit creepy.
I find that a bit creepy.
Okay, just me then.
The cartoons, love it. Like Stewie Griffin.
I just love it all. I just love kids.
Talking kids.
I love talking kids.
Yeah.
Why do they take so long?
Yeah, that's so true. It's like you're hearing people talk all the time. Just say something.
Just open your mouth.
I have such a soft spot for, it's bad, but swearing kids.
Oh,
when there's videos of little kids swearing, I'm like, this is so cute.
I love it. And you can't get them in trouble because they don't know.
No, they're just repeating what they've heard. They're like parrots.
100%. Their mind is a sponge.
Sometimes I forget. Like I'm like, is that a child or a parrot? You know what I mean? It's hard to know.
100%.
But then I check for the feathers and wings and I go, this is a human.
You got the baby and you're like, why isn't it flying?
Why is it in this nest? Now, look, welcome to the Monday. Killer music, Nath. Welcome to the Monday potty. This is just a podcast. There is nothing from the show here. It's just the three of us having a yarn about something. I think we promised last week we'd do some more prep. We haven't done that.
No, the prep was 30 seconds beforehand, and you were like, I've got something. Don't know if it's got legs, was your exact quote.
And all this stuff about potties and children and talking is me just biding time to figure out what I'm going
to
chat about.
That's just to make sure, it goes for a certain amount of time. You know,
Something we chat about on the Monday night show, which is really just sort of a best of the weekend, and something we chatted about on the weekend was Netflix. And they're launching an ad-supported version of its product, right? And we did the classic thing. The three of us were chatting about, Nathan, I think it might be you or your partner. You don't even know whose Netflix account it is.
I don't know.
Producer Grace, you're using your dad's account. I've got an account, but my girlfriend uses it. My mum uses it. So I was just thinking, you know that weird, awkward time, and surely you guys have been there as well, where your exes are using the account. What is the time frame, do you believe, between breakup and kicking them off? Instantly? Or do you
straight
let them?
No, straight away. If there's no chance of getting back together, take them off it.
My partner, my fiance now, Diana and I, we broke up for about 3 weeks really, really early on in our relationship. And Diana was already on my dad's Netflix at this point.
Mm.
And
jeez, immediately... that's cool. Well, first, that's your first issue because that's inviting them straight in.
What? How did that conversation go down?
I think we just started using it and it just never logged out.
Okay.
But immediately my dad was like, well, all the passwords are going to have to be changed. So dad changed all the passwords, knocked Diana out.
Oh.
And then 3 weeks later, I was like, so back together again. And dad had to be like, let him in.
Mm. Knocking Diana out was a bit aggressive. I mean, I know you broke up, but she's a swift right hook.
It's an elbow.
Don't you upset my daughter. Bang.
I had my ex was logged into my Disney Plus account and I forgot the password. And so I changed the password and it kicked everyone out of it. And so actually Meg, your partner, Nath, your Disney Plus is my Disney Plus.
Yeah.
And so I got a text message from Meg going, hey, I can't get into the Disney.
When was this?
Oh, a year ago, maybe.
Yeah, right.
And
you said, well, you shouldn't have broken up with me then, Meg.
Well, no. So I text Meg and I went, oh, there's a new password. This is it. And then I got a message from my ex. We hadn't spoken in a while.
Wow.
And she was like, I can't log into the Disney Plus. So I...
You're kidding.
No, that was true.
You can't log into the Disney Plus.
And then, okay, so it was, but it wasn't just the message. It was also a meme. So it was a meme of Grogu, Baby Yoda, who's on Disney Plus. And like, so she sent that. She's like, how funny is this? Also, I can't get into the Disney Plus.
So try to open with a joke.
Yeah.
P.S. What's a new password?
Password. And I did. I gave it because I was like, well, you've asked. I really can't be like.
Yeah. Password.
You know
is,
what I mean?
Yeah. It's awkward, isn't it?
Mm.
New password is we've broken up 1-2.
Stop contacting this number 3-4.
You do want to. You do want
to. We're not getting back together. 7-8.
Yeah. Exclamation mark.
It's not me. It's you. 24.
I'm seeing someone else.
Should we give this another go? Hashtag.
Are you up? ?
I miss you, 917.
I'm so alone. ...